The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Well, liberty weeps. Wherever you be in the world, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow the second, setting in for John. And I'm way up in the far north. Beautiful day, 68 degrees, almost beyond air conditioner weather for us up here. Well, I tell you, when it gets up to past 60 here, we start thinking about it, and I actually have a fan turned on as I'm sitting talking to you. I can't handle this heat. I don't know how these people live down there in lower 48 where I used to, 100 degrees, 90 degrees. Anyway, it's a beautiful day, 68 degrees, sun is shining. Of course, the leaves are out up here. We're into our 7 days of summer, you know, before it heads off into fall here. And days are, absolutely just gorgeous up here. We're over 18 hours and 30 minutes of daylight. Sunrise is about 4:45 in the morning, and sunset is somewhere around 11:15 at night or thereabouts. So it's getting to where you don't need even the flashlight. You know, if you're at the bar and you want to walk home, you can just kind of wander on down the road there, you know, and make it home. So anyway, the phone lines are open if anybody wants to, got any questions. I'm not as up on particularly certain newest things that are going on here. I've been, I just sent out today a one line concerning the Internal Revenue fraud, about how our notices of federal tax liens and our levies are all fraudulent documents, and we can now prove it. Isn't that amazing? I did a one line on one sheet. It looks a little cluttered, but it's absolutely astounding that it could be gotten down to that point. And we're starting to see some cracks. Had a fellow back east Monday on a state charge, willful failure to file, went in Monday, and they dropped all charges. He was doing some jurisdictional judge stuff, and he put in about there's no means for assessment. And another case I'm providing research materials on, 2 years later, the IRS came out and said three of the notices of federal tax liens were invalid for the secured debt, and they want to go to an unsecured debt. So that their notices of federal tax lien, they finally had an epiphany. Of course, in bankruptcy world, they've put in not only their claim, but their proof of claim under the penalties of perjury. Now they turn around and come back and said, oh, by the way, under the penalties of perjury, they're not valid. So that's a multi-million dollar bankruptcy that I've been giving research to this gentleman, and he's been working it up. And so I also put out on my email list a 2255, which in today's world they call a habeas, but it's nothing but a motion. And I hear the music there, so I guess we'll be back. And I've got some clips, and if anybody's got some questions about some things that I might be able to assist with, why, anyway, we got some things lined up here at the last minute. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, this is Ralph coming back to you out of the far north. Ralph Kermit Winterode II out of Alaska, live, sitting in for John. Not sure what John's doing. Bobby went fishing or something. I don't know. It ought to be that time of the year down there in Texas. There ought to be all kinds of bass. And well, I do miss catching bass and old bluegill and crappie. And channel cat is one of my, oh, that's one of my favorite. Boy, if you take channel cat and get the fat off of it and make it thin and fry it in butter and flour. Yo, yummy, yummy, yummy. Anyway, Florida, we got a caller here from Florida. Larry, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your question or comment today?
That's more of a comment. When you were talking about these liens being fraudulent, being in, you know, really securities fraud, you know, I wrote letters to our county complaining about, you know, filing these notices of federal tax liens.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, they would fire some letters back, or you know, generally we just wouldn't hear from them at all. But eventually what they did is they reclassified notice of federal tax liens under a new category, not as a tax lien itself, where tax liens go, but they recategorized it into notices of federal tax liens and moved all the federal tax liens over to that category.
Well, isn't that interesting? Of course, that still doesn't help the person that's dealing with these things against them.
No, and nobody's going to know the difference when they go and look at that and they see it's filed under the notice of federal tax liens. But the key is that it's not in the tax lien index. So they know that it's security fraud.
Isn't that amazing?
They know it. They wouldn't change the whole thing just, you know, because, you know, they know it's security fraud. They said, okay, let's just reclassify it so we won't be accused of that.
In Alaska, they don't have that thing. They just file anything that comes in. But do you have you had a notice of federal tax lien filed against you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you notice that the key to this, and it's so simple. I mean, the IRS is a difficult thing to fight because it's corrupt. It's beyond belief. The courts are corrupt. I mean, we don't have any constitutional courts, all this stuff. But needless to say, the reason why this stuff is here, because they've lied to us, and we've been busy doing things, trusting these guys, that some of these people, that some of, actually some of them might be honest. But there's a key thing on there. On the thing, they say that assessments have been made, don't they?
That's correct.
Well, it is a the simple issue, and it's so simple. That's what I put on this one line. I try to keep it simple. Me and Adobe Illustrator finally have got to a working relationship here, to where I don't talk to it anymore much. Here's taking me about 2 weeks to, but it's. It's so simple when you see the concept. And I have been analyzing and following different IRS cases all around. Lindsey Springer's, I followed his, and Stilley's out of Arkansas. You know, I followed the, can't think of the pastor right now down in Florida, Hal Crow or something like that. I can't think of his name right now. Man, he really got nailed good down there for in Florida. And I followed the black actor, I can't think of his name. I'm having a mental thing here. Actually,
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. I follow that. Actually, I was involved behind the scenes on some of that for a little bit of that, and then I changed attorneys. I've been following these different tax cases, trying to determine how they pull off an absolute, total illusion, lying magic show. And if you look at the indictments, and then you go look at the pretrial briefs, you look at the jury instructions, and you read them, and pretty soon you see how they're doing it. And so I've been reevaluating. I used to work with Dan Metter. I don't know if you know who he was or not. He's since passed on. He was really a great friend of mine. Great mind, legal mind. And in analyzing this, what is the most powerful argument that we have to protect ourselves? Do you know what that would be? I'm kind of setting you up here, if you don't mind.
Would that be due process?
No, that is our constitutional secured rights, where we have granted and secured in the Constitution a limited delegation of power. Our most powerful thing that we can plead is our state constitutions. Of course, they've been overthrown too, but that is our most powerful. The next, second most powerful thing that we can plead is the statutory law. If Congress puts it out, or the legislature, in plain, unambiguous language, the courts cannot touch it. It comes under the word called judicial notice. They can't do anything with it. If it says that you live in Florida, by damn, you live in Florida. That's the end of the story. So the third thing that is the most powerful is holdings, and not just dicta, not just some decision, but holdings of the Supreme Court. So I went on the idea, because the thing is, in this fourth branch that was set up after the Civil War, and it really started to catch it on in the 1880s with the Interstate Commerce Commission, and those were a couple of the very first independent establishment agencies sitting outside the Constitution. And then in World War I, they really started coming on, and then when Franklin Delano Roosevelt came in, man, they just, those things were everywhere, agencies. They're everywhere today. I wouldn't even know how many hundreds of agencies there are. But the thing that Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran into is when they created these little, and he had a research done because they were out of control. They were out of his control. They were out of Congress's control. They're called independent little governments. And so he had a research document done, and it's about 400 pages. Which I offer for $100. I'm not trying to sell it, but that's the only thing that most expensive thing because it really explains this. But we have a headless fourth branch of government. This is right out of the government research. There is a fourth branch. And this is where we live today. Well, in that fourth branch, they don't want to talk about the Constitution in these courts. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go there. And since 1946, when they turned over the rules of court, Congress turns it over to the Supreme Court, and we now have these rules of court. We get into these issues like with the IRS, where they don't want to tell you the, quote, law that creates the legal duty, or even the regulation that creates the legal duty. That seems absolutely astounding to me, that they can get away with this. So the question becomes, in this administrative state world, I need to enter through the portal into the administrative state, and I need to kick their tush, and I mean kick it good. How can I kick the IRS's tush? Where do agencies live? Do you know where agencies live? Where can I see what an agency does? Well, they have to tell me what they're up to. The most I'll ever find out. Do you know where that is?
Would that be the Federal Register?
That's the Federal Register. You got it. That is the only place. This is where these demons, these agencies live, in the Federal Register. And what they have to do is to reach back through the portal and grab you and me. In a constitutional world, they have to promulgate regulations that are called substantive or substantive regs that have the force and effect of law. They're just the same as a statute. They have the same thing, but there is a process. No different than Congress must get around and have a bills. They're supposed to read them. Of course, they don't do that. They already admit to that. They at least have to vote on them by a majority, and they have to send it to our interloper, our village idiot up there, and see if he'll sign it or not. Those minimum requirements have to be done to, quote, create what's law. And I won't go into that because that's another can of worms. But in the Federal Register, because Congress has created these mercenaries, is really what they are. They're hired mercenaries. That's our fourth branch. Congress has hired mercenaries. For hire. They're called employees. They're also called bureaucrats. Is there another name they're known? And what makes it so difficult for us to fight these things is we're fighting a headless fourth branch. There's nobody to hit. There's nobody to hold accountable because we don't put them in office. We can't fire them. They don't have any official bonds to keep themselves honest. They're all employees. There's nobody that works directly from the Constitution, and that makes it very difficult. And we have been taught to accept them as government. How do you fight something that doesn't work for us, that we can't hold accountable, and we can't fire them? Now that is a difficult issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the IRS touches everybody's lives, and so does the Motor Vehicle Department. That is an agency, and it also operates the same way as the IRS.
Well, there's a 1945 case. I'll look it up, and I'll give it here. I usually give a lot of documentation on my show, and I can give some here. There, it is not illegal for Congress or the legislature. Oh, here's some music. Stay tuned. Hang on, we'll be right back, and we're going to get into this, and we're going to go to the simple way to kill agencies. and expose it. Back in a minute.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here and talking about down in Florida here about how they changed notices of federal tax lien from the lien over into the notice of federal tax lien, which is a major accomplishment just to get them to even to move and do anything that might be closer to the truth. But getting back to the issue is there's a lot of us out here that would like to do something. We don't know what to do. How do you fight these things? How do you kill them? Agencies, and I don't mean agents, I mean agencies, the fictions. How do you fight these things? And that's what I've been working on for a long time here. And finally, good understanding is, if I'm going to kill a fiction, I got to get into that world and I got to blow that fiction apart. But I have to be able to have a foundation that is statutory, strongest medicine I got, because there is no constitutional rights for a fiction. And how they get away with it is this class legislation. And if people understood their citizenship, you have a citizenship for real life people with inalienable rights from the Creator and a federal constitution, which is a grant from the constitutions of the several states. We have inalienable rights. We set up three branches of government. They're supposed to be independent. We set up a Bill of Rights, which is, this is things that thou shalt not do. This government, you can do this, this, and but of these things you shall not touch. Those don't exist in the courts today. That's why they don't want to hear about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And most people do not know this. We have been taught to plead the federal Bill of Rights, and the federal Bill of Rights 1 through 8 has no application to the people. Most people have no idea of that. To get to the federal Bill of Rights, our Fourth Amendment, our Sixth Amendment, we all know those, Second Amendment, you have to come through the class legislation of being a citizen of the United States. Can I prove that? Absolutely. You can go to the Supreme Court of the United States. There is a case sitting up there right now wherein it is free. The oral arguments between McDonald, a person, a man, in Chicago that has taken on the city of Chicago to have the right to bear arms. The same as what happened in the Heller case in Washington, D.C. The Heller case was absolutely true. It is a correct decision. And what they're contemplating is what happened is the right to bear arms in D.C. the same as the right to bear arms in Chicago? And the answer is no. That Heller case doesn't reach into Chicago. Well, how can that be? You said, you've been smoking some stuff here. In that particular oral argument, in the Heller case in D.C., Congress acts as the federal government and as one of the several states. They have plenary or absolute power in the boundaries of D.C. and the territory's possessions. So the Supreme Court can rule on that Second Amendment within D.C. and territories and possessions. Well, what's the problem within Chicago? Don't those people in Chicago have the same? Can't they take that decision and use it? No. Why can't they? If you read that Supreme Court decision, it's only about 70 pages. I need to post that to my list, my special list, and talk about it. Because they talk about in there, going all the way back to 1866, 14 Stat 27, to a creation of a thing called the Citizen of the United States that will have the right to sue and be sued and own property and have the same rights as white citizens. They don't say that part, but it's right in that oral argument. They go all the way back to that Civil Rights of 1866. That fiction was established then. That was the beginning of the administrative state. And then in 1868, 2 years later, they codified it. They put it into the amendment. They memorialized it so we couldn't get it out, couldn't get rid of it easy. Now, the Negroes back in 1866 were hoodwinked. They were lied to. And they said, well, you'll have the same rights as a white citizen. And very quietly, Congress in 1870 says, oh, by the way, we've just created a thing here that you are now can be naturalized and you're not going to have the same rights as white citizens. You're absolutely equal in all respects. Nobody ever reads that in 1870. So they started the class legislation. And in this McDonald case, the Supreme Court says, well, we have a dilemma. We have been reaching through the 14th Amendment procedural due process. Procedures. That's what the administrative state is all about, is about procedure. And that's how we beat them. But we have reached back into the 4th, 5th, and 6th. If we reach procedurally back to the 2nd Amendment, the right to bear arms, we got a problem. Because that is a fundamental right that existed prior to the Constitution. And they said, we will have to overturn Cruikshank. Cruikshank is a case back in the 1870s, 1875, I think. And in that case, it said that the Second Amendment has no application to the people of the several states. Back in a minute here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Winterroad out of Alaska setting in for John. He's gone fishing or something. And talking about the class legislation and the Internal Revenue Service and how we can actually fight to do something. Does what I'm saying so far, Larry, does it make any sense?
Makes absolute sense.
Now, anybody that's listening, because this is John's show, if you email me, I will send you the oral arguments of the Supreme Court highlighted. You can check it out yourself. Check out everything I say. It's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at, and it's a Latin word which means law of war. I picked that because they're waging war on the people, and it's Just Belly, J-U-S, and then Bell, like you ring a bell, J-E-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. And I will send you this transcript, all highlighted. Tell me it's not so. Read it. Supreme Court knows. The lawyers know. We just don't know, because they don't tell us. So anyway, in this, they are talking about, do we take the Second Amendment and come through the procedural 14th Amendment fictional status to rule on the fundamental right of us to bear arms, right to bear arms? They said we would have to overturn 140 years of case law and overturn Cruikshank. told me they don't know. We just don't know. And can you check this out yourself? Take the health care bill. Take all of these bills that Congress does. Without exception, you will find one of two things. They will always be the health care bill is for a citizen or a national of the United States. That's a fictional status created in 1866. Strictly for the Negroes back then. They don't know any better. We don't know any better. Or most of us don't. Some of us do. It's class legislation. It's not technically unconstitutional to create legislation for a class. You can create legislation for veterans. That's a class legislation. But a legitimate class legislation. Citizen of the United States is where we enter Congress's prison plantation, and they have absolute plenary power. There is no constitution, and we are beholden to kiss the tootsies of Congress. That's why they're doing what they're doing today. They have no constraints. That's why Bush said this damn piece of paper. He's right. If you enter that fourth thing. So, then with that said, because that's a great oral argument to expose both sides of it. Tell me the Supreme Court, those nine justices sitting up there do not know. And Stevens comes right out. I think he's the one that's retiring. That's old. I hate to. That's he's the one that I've had to brought up some really good argument, good points. But he won't be there probably when this thing is cited. We've got that other Harvard professor. God, are we getting scraping the bottom of the barrel? Actually, the top of the barrel of the idiots on the communist, fascist, totalitarian side of government. But anyway, getting back on point. So then, if we understand that there is class legislation, we need to understand who we are and how and where we live. But we have to go into that portal through to the administrative state and nail those SOBs. And nail them hard. How do we do that? How do we expose what's going on in the administrative state? I've tried a lot of things, been down a lot of rabbit holes. How do you expose the IRS? Simply, conclusively, where there is no discussion. You go to the official opening of the administrative state of the Federal Register Act of 1935. And there's a lot in there, but the main point, it says if anything is required by Act of Congress to be published in the Federal Register, it must be published in the Federal Register. If Congress says you got to make regulations, they has to be in the Federal Register. Okay? So that's my basic premise. In the Internal Revenue Code, are there any places that state that regulations shall be published in the Federal Register? Over 400 code sections. Yeah. Well, the question becomes, where could I go conclusively to prove whether those regulations have been promulgated? How would I go about doing that? In the 1935 Federal Register Act, Congress specifically mandated the Administrative Committee to, by regulation, implement the Federal Register Act. In 1972, they put in a new Federal Register, the Administrative Committee, and they specifically stated that if Congress has mandated that regulations be promulgated in the Code of Federal Regulations, there's some noise here, a microphone or something here. 1 CFR section 21.43. Now, at least once a year, the IRS must publish all of its regulations. They're in 13 volumes. They're called the Code of Federal Regulations. That's the abstract. That's where they list all the regulations out. But in it said, they list all the regulations, but where can I go from the direct mandate of Congress must publish regulations? Where can I immediately go and rely upon it, which the court shall take judicial notice of? In the Federal Register Act, it said the court shall take judicial notice of what the agencies do in the Federal Register. Good. Okay, so we got that result. Where can I go to conclusively prove it? Parallel table of authorities, waste of time. It says in the Federal Register Committee mandated that if there is a statutory authority, it shall be published behind the table of contents. So I have a very specific direct link from Congress to the Administrative Committee to go behind the table of contents. It's found in 1 CFR 21.43. So, great. Now I have a conclusive place to go look and see if the agency did what Congress said. So I go to the code on what... I'm sorry, what's your first name in Florida?
Larry.
Larry, okay. Larry, you were talking about notices of federal tax lien. It states on those conclusively that assessments have been accomplished.
That's correct.
Okay, so now we go to 26 U.S.C. 6203. That is where said assessments shall only be by rules and regulations promulgated by the Secretary in the Federal Register. Well, let's go look and see what rules and regulations. I want to obey every law, absolutely. I absolutely want to obey every tax that's due and owing. If there's a legal duty, I'm first in line. So I go to the law library. This is something, by the way, that I offer in my special list. I give all this these things out, just copies and all this, and show you where it's located. So I go into the table of contents. Behind it, in the and I look, and it has the word authority. It also has 7805, which means that's an authority, which is a general interpretive reg, has no forced effect of law. They put that on everything. So I go look. Have any regulations been promulgated under the direct mandate of 26 U.S.C. 6203? So they can do assessments, because they can't do assessments except by regulations promulgated in or published in the Federal Register. Well, I go check, and you know what? Would you like to guess how many regulations I found that are under the authority of 6203? Larry?
None.
None. Dang! How'd you figure that one out?
I listen to your show all the time.
So then, okay, so there are no regulations for Part 1. Which Part 1 is individual income taxes. It'll be 26 CFR 1, means Part 1, point, and it should see 6203. Well, if there are no regulations, when Congress, that den of vipers, I mean, that's the Bible according to those guys up there. Hey, if Congress said to do it, I want to do it, man. We got to do it, right? Okay, well, let's go do it. So I went from the Federal Register Act, where it said if Congress mandates it, the Federal Register Committee is in charge of implementing the Federal Register Act. So I go, they said go behind the table of contents, and that's in 1 CFR 21.43. I go there, there's no assessment regulations. Congress said you got to do assessment by and through rules and regulations promulgated, but none's been promulgated. So now that tells me that that is a false security, false document, isn't it?
That's correct.
We got a problem, don't we? Just that quickly. Isn't it amazing? Well, now, if there are any regulations that would happen to be listed in the table of contents, but behind the table of contents, when we get to the end where the word authority shows up, if you find any regulations, which there are quite a few there for different issues, then you step back to the Administrative Procedures Act and see if they have any forced effect of law. And what that means is, in 1946, Congress wanted some way to control agencies. So they implemented the APA, and so did FDR, because these things were out of control. They actually got out of the scope where Congress couldn't do anything unless they re-legislated to get them in under control. They were just doing whatever they felt like. So what they have to do, they have to put a proposed rule in the Federal Register. It's called notice and comment. They have to state in the Federal Register we are going to comply, and it's called informal rulemaking, but we are going to comply with 5 U.S.C. 553B. We are going to let you, our subjects, at least have 30 days minimum to comment on what we're doing. That's called notice and comment, the proposed. And we have to state in there so that you and I can know and figure it out. They don't say they're making subsidy regulations because that'd be a little too clear. It'll say, though, well, what they do is when you go check is none of them have ever stated that they're in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553B. Then they have to come back and address all of our comments in the final rule. Then they have to state that they're going to use the 553B again. And then they have to wait 30 days, except for extreme emergencies, which they always walk around because they always have an emergency, and they never abide by it. They have to wait a minimum of 30 days to give us notice because us subjects, because we're slow, ignorant, and stupid out here, we got to figure out what we got to do to comply. Would you like to guess how many regulations the Internal Revenue has passed since 1946 that have the forced effect of law, Larry?
None.
Damn, you're batting 100. Isn't that amazing? Now, can we prove that? Easily.
Can we prove it?
Absolutely.
Sure.
In 1953, just before they passed the 1954 code, they republished all of the regulations. They started off in 1939 as Part 19. Then in 43, they went up to Part 29s. And then they republished them just before, in 1953, they published them, and they called them Part 39. At the very end, the very last page of about 500 pages of republishing, they said, we're not doing that APA, because we've already done it. Then, and right after that, in August of 1954, they came along with the 1954 code, August 16th, August 17th, they published in the Federal Register and said, we're not doing that APA because we've already done it. Now, they just did a total rewrite. Total everything on the Internal Revenue Code. And all these regulations, one day later, they say we're not doing the APA because we've already done it. Boy, those guys are good up there. Well, then, the fraud really begins. In 1960, they republished all of the Part 1 individual income taxes. Hundreds of pages of them for Part 1. They made no reference. This was in November 26th or something. I think it was the 26th of 1960. No mention of the APA. Very quietly. They waited 35 days till December 31st, and then they published another Federal Register and said, oh, all those other republished regulations go back to the 1954 reg that says we ain't doing the APA. Not one regulation of the republished Part 1, they're all interpretive. They have never been tested through the force and effect of law to create a legal duty. Can you believe that? Isn't that amazing, Larry?
Well, then what you're telling me is that I, you know, if I get a love note or whatever from this agency, I could say, you know, I got no problem with what you're alleging here, what I owe or what I got to file. I just want to make sure that you're not breaking your own rules. I'm doing you a favor. I mean, cause I'll file anything and pay anything you want me to do, but I just want to check the rules and regulations on your behalf to just make sure that this is correct.
Yeah.
You're not refusing to pay. You're not refusing to file. You're just going back and saying, listen, I just want to verify your information to make sure it's applicable to me as a favor to you. Well, because I don't want you to break your rules and regulations.
Let me turn this around. Are you wanting me to commit perjury? Perjury is a very serious crime. It's
true.
One of the most serious crimes we have. You want me to fill out a 1040 when I am under the penalties of perjury, true, correct, and complete, which means I understand and agree to everything and I have no remedy? You want me to commit perjury? Is that what you want me to do? Oh, I couldn't do that. You're trying to force me to commit a crime, a serious crime. But see, if you do not understand what they're doing, and know how what I'm talking about here, and that's what I put out these two one lines today. I've got another one on the APA one line, but that's what I'm going to be putting out in this $250 package of the IRS, because the basic underpinnings go against any and all agencies. Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah, I mean, instead of ignoring them or giving them some kind of nonsense that just isn't going to wash, yeah, hey, you want me to sign this?
Yeah.
You, perjury? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to force me to commit perjury? Well, I know you wouldn't want to do that, so I'm sure because you have filed this notice of federal tax lien that you absolutely, in which Springer got out, that Mitchell, that person there, is just a facsimile. Never had, that woman has never even seen those documents, and there's many other ways you can tear that notice of federal tax lien, but we're just going to stay on one. This is an easy, conclusive, right to the point, right to the heart. It's like the silver bullet. One of them. Back in a minute. There's some music. Gotta pay some bills.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief.
Yeah, well, this is Ralph again here, and Larry called in with an interesting thing that got me wound up here, and I'm just spewing it out here over the airways here while John's out catching some channel cat or something today. I'm not sure. And it's absolutely astounding what I've been talking about. All this is easily documented, and what is amazing is you take the healthcare bill. Go download the first one. I have a download of the second one. I immediately search for one of two things. Citizen, the word citizen. Okay? And it has citizen or national of the United States. The other thing that they put in those bills, if they have, for some reason, don't go to the citizen, they will put in geographical boundaries of the United States, outside boundaries, which means there are no several states, there are no people, there's nothing. Imagine if they legislated for the European Union in the territorial boundaries of the European Union. That means there are no sovereign countries over there. That's the same concept. There's no England, there's no France, there's no Germany, and Greece. Maybe Greece needs to be not there, but you will always, without exception, it's class legislation. And why on the airways? Can you tell me why no media, why none of these smart folks out there are putting this out on the airways to us? Why is that, Larry? I guess Larry went away. He got tired of me pounding on him here, running things past him. Well, it's absolutely astounding. We got a whole country, 300 million people, and nobody's read the dang bill and can get to the core issues. Oh, we're all hooked on the health care. Really? No, we're not. It's class legislation. It says it's for a citizen or national of the United States. If y'all want the same rights as them white citizens, you want a fictional status, and you want Congress to be your leader, your mama and your daddy, you want to act like a child, sign up. Get the benefits. And quit belly aching. But if you would like liberty, you would like freedom, and not many people do, we actually have to be responsible for ourselves. Isn't that a novel idea? And I can do anything that basically doesn't interfere with the same rights. That's why the love your neighbors as yourself is so simple. But we have a limited delegation of power. Government, any lawful constitutional government was never granted the powers to do what Congress is doing. They are doing class legislation, and we are not told this. Most people will fight to be a citizen of the United States. Those are fighting words. I went to a legislative information office for Senator Lyda Green up here when she was in the Senate. She turned out to be another change coat. And I brought that up, and a guy wanted to get in a fight with me right in there, and I also had exposed a lie that she told with a letter, and they shut the meeting down. The state troopers came out and investigated me for threatening the senator for catching her in a lie on her own documentation. And because this one guy wanted to, he was in the military. I've been in the military, and he, by damn, he thought I was being anti-American because he was a citizen of the United States, talking out his tush with no knowledge. Welcome to America today. I was listening to Hannity going down the show the other day here, and down in Tucson, they're teaching Latino Mexican stuff that we stole America from Mexico and that we're racist. We're white racist, and they're a minority, and we're keeping them down. And that it's all right for the illegals to come across because that's Mexico anyway. We just stole it from them. They're teaching that in Tucson. This guy down there was head of the school board for the state. He got around running for the AG, and they actually got it through the legislature to withhold 10% of the funding for the schools to get him to quit teaching this stuff. In America? God help us. Well, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. We'll probably face some recordings and stuff next hour. I'll be back here.
Introducing the